Ohio. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I tell you what, the Lord has been so good to us. Amen. And he's going to continue to be good to us. Amen. I want you to know that the Lord wants to just work with you from day to day, hour to hour. Your God is with you. Any situation you have, you need to put it before him because he's available to help you and strengthen you. The Lord says that you don't do anything on your own. In fact, the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Amen. And tonight, we're just believing that we can do all things because the presence of God is here and he's going to be with us, and he's with us all through the week and all through every day and hour of our life. Amen. And so tonight, we're just going to worship, and I believe that tonight is just going to be a night where we're just going to press in through the Lord. Amen. And let's just worship him tonight, and just let's be at peace with God. Hallelujah.
You've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. You've been hearing the same old voice, the same old lies. If you're trying to feel the same old inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. You got pain. Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus, nothing, nothing is better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you, Jesus, nothing. Nothing is better than you. Nothing is better than you.
Nobody better I can think of in this world to tell than the Lord. Talk to your heavenly Father. Amen. He wants this time with you. So forget about everything else that's going on. And let's just focus on Jesus right now. Amen.
Take me there if what you need is just an offering. It's right here, my life is here, and I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You're a fire, a refiner. I wanna be consumed. I wanna be tried by fire. Purify. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I wanna be tried. Whatever you desire, Lord, here's my life. If the altar's where you meet us, take me there, take me there. If what you need is just an offering, it's right here. My life is here, and I'll be a living sacrifice. You're a fire, a refiner. I wanna be consumed. I wanna be tried by fire. Purify. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I wanna be tried.
By fire, purify. You would take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I wanna be tried by fire. Purified, you take whatever you desire.
Creation cries your name. just gonna stay still. All I did was pray. All I can do is worship. I will just bow down. I'm just gonna stay. Thank you.
These bones.
mind off of that and put it on you.
They weren't thinking about the world. They were thinking about you.
I thank you, Lord God, that you have placed in each one of them tonight something different, but something the same. More of you in different areas, in different ways, but still the same you. Father, I pray they take that peace with them. And Lord, when your word says that you will pour out so many blessings that we don't have room enough to contain it, this is one of them. This peace that's overflowing right now. Let us take it and give it to the world. Let it overflow as out there. Somebody that we work with is having a horrible time. There are things coming at them that we don't know. I see women being hit by their husbands. I see husbands crying because they don't know where their woman is. They don't know where their wife is. I see people in such despair because of addiction. I see people just mad and angry because they've never gotten over their childhood or things that happened to them while they were growing up. And so they're just angry. And because they're just angry all the time, we refuse to talk to them because we don't want the drama. But Lord God, some point, we've got to take this peace that's overflowing in us and get around it so it can touch them. So your peace can hit them. And they can say, what just happened? What just happened? I felt something hit me and I feel so peaceful right now. What did you do? And that will open us up, Lord God, and we can tell them how good you are and how they don't have to live that way. There's hope. There's a Jesus who loves them. Help us not be able to keep this quiet, because this overflowing feeling that we have has to get out. You fill us so that we can pour it out, and then we need to come back before you and get filled again. Show us who, Lord God. Who do you want us to speak to? Lord, I'm willing. I want to go. I'm willing. And if you're willing, you don't have to put your hand up like I did, but just tell the Lord between you and him that, Lord, I'm willing. Show me. Show me. Our commission is to go and tell them about him. And you don't have to be a preacher to do it. It's within you. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Let me tell you what, we all have a testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. There just doesn't seem to be enough words of gratitude to tell you how thankful we are. You're worthy. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you that even in our darkest moments, we were at our ugliest, you loved us and brought us out. Oh, Lord, thank you. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Well, praise the name of the Lord. I believe that this is just what the Lord wanted tonight. Just for us to come in and have time and worship and just bless his holy name. And I pray that each one of you were touched greatly tonight. I pray that each one of you felt the presence of God tonight and were touched by his goodness. And I just want you to be blessed as we get ready to dismiss. Oh, yes, yes. As we get ready to do the offering, praise God, hallelujah. I just want to remind each one of us, hallelujah, how much the Lord just looks out each day to bring something to your life. And the Bible says that our God neither sleeps nor slumbers. And I want you to know that every day God looks to bring something to your life, and God looks to do something for you. And I just want to remind you that the Bible says that our God in heaven will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Amen? Not according to you, according to his. Amen? And so every time we take up an offering and every time we give you the opportunity to give, it's a time for you to just let the Lord touch what you have so he can add what he wants to it, so that it can do all that he would like to see it do in your life. Amen? The Bible says that God so wants us to be in a position that we have to give to every good need that comes along. Amen? And I'm just going to pray tonight that the Lord has just sealed some things in your heart tonight as we've been in worship. And then we're going to bring the offering buckets up and we're going to bring our offering to the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your glory tonight. God, we just thank you that during this time of worship, God, this night of worship, that you have just touched people and that you have just blessed them. God and Father, I pray, God, that as they come and bring their offering up right before we dismiss, God, that, God, you are going to just bless them and touch them, Father. And, Lord, we just thank you for your goodness and thank you that you rebuke the devourer for our sakes, God, that you keep Satan off of us, God, and that, Father, you take care of us. And, Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your offerings to the Lord.
On Sunday, come expecting the Lord to continue to do something great in your life and in those around you.